The 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'D.
The food. An essential part of any great wedding. And if you're opting to plan the entire day yourself, you really want to get it perfect. In steps Stephen O'Donoghue from The Right Catering Company, who can bring a uniquely bespoke service to life in a way you never thought was possible.
The 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'D.
Hi, this is Stephen from The Right Catering Company, and our website is www.therightcateringcompany.com.
Stephen, thank you very much for talking to us today. First question that I have for you is could you tell me what separates The Right Catering Company from others?
I suppose you're very right with that. The Right Catering Company has always tried to give incredible value, has always tried to be a listening type of caterer rather than menu A, B, C. We have started a long time ago from the point of view of trying to be creative with our ideas, well before it became the trend to be creative. So why we're so different at The Right Catering Company is that we've had the opportunity to sit with our bride and grooms. And then when we do this, we're able to listen to them. We see what type of work they do, what business they're in, what creative themes they want. So I have everything from a bride who loves Father Ted and wanted an afternoon tea style wedding. So we contacted the actress Pauline McGlynn. We asked her, would she be part of that? So we were able to engage with her and create something very, very special for the clients for that. So we're not wedding planners. We are a five-star catering company, and our aim is to try and create themed weddings for people, which are seriously bespoke and seriously intimate, so that they get to have the wedding that they want rather than the wedding that they're told to do. Why we are so successful at the wedding business, and it is an area we love because we can be trendy, we can be real, but we'll always be honest. So we always try and help our guests to make sure that they do a wedding, plan a wedding that is really personal to them. And we do everything. We're not fully into, you know, call that company or call that company. We are Irish. We are always local. We are nationwide, so I suppose we are local. But what's different about ourselves is we keep always, if we need something, we will stay local with it. So if we are on an island in Donegal, we will try and use everything we can from that island, whether it's the food. We were in Critch Island about probably a season ago now at this stage, which is up in Donegal, and all of the starter, all of the vegetables came from the island. We had the wait staff came from the island. So we are all about making sure that our bride and grooms have everything that they need, but keeping it local and keeping it real to their dream.
I suppose that's really important these days, especially, you know, keeping things local, keeping things Irish as well. What kind of food do you offer your clients? Is it, you know, can you literally do everything, or do you have anything specific in mind?
We can design different styles of dining for their wedding. So we have, there are mainly two or three styles of the type of menu, which is a sit-down meal, which happened, you know, you're talking from the 60s and 70s and 80s. That was what you did. You had starters, you had main course, you had desserts. And then people got a little bit more creative and decided that they would go into the late night food element. But what has happened is people have absolutely torn up the rule book in relation to the types of weddings they have. They now want buffets. They now want tapas on the table. So if there's any integration from one style of family, like an Italian family to an Irish family, they want family style food. We have had carved dishes in the center of the table as a main course, you tapas for starters, buffets of desserts. In the last 10 years, you know, things like pig on a spit has come in, fish and chip vans. So it has become incredibly creative.
You mentioned about the food there and the various different types of food that you will advise your clients on. Do you offer advice on things like cutlery and the plates and the actual setup of the tables and how much will be needed?
Yes, we do. It's a full service of which we do not charge for that service. We are, as I say, quite clear on we are a catering business. We deliver food, we deliver beverage. We also have in our arsenal of tricks a lot of the things like plates, knives, forks. So there are hire companies that we can ask the customers to look at if they wanted something that is, you know, whether that's a gold piece of cutlery to match a theme, or whether it's silver, or whether they want glass cutlery or glasses that look different. But realistically, from a wedding that isn't in a hotel where all of these components are included, a bride and groom that has something outside, or a bride and bride, or a groom and groom, if they have something outside the confines of a hotel, there is the element of what will the table look like. So we offer the service of florist. Obviously, we will look local for that. We do carry our own set of cutleries, plates, knives, forks. And we don't really believe, without sounding too controversial, we don't really believe that people should be paying for plates, knives and forks when, you know, it is part of the food experience.
One of the things that I will remember from my days working in hotels is the difference between front of house and back of house. Now, let's just kind of concentrate on back of house just for a moment. What kind of setup do you need for when you're planning your day?
If the conversation from a bride and groom's point of view relates to a marquee, or it relates to a space that is not a hotel, you might be in someone's back garden. So sometimes we would even use sheds. We would be in small add-ons to marquees. So I would say to you, the components that we need to do what we do are very small, and we don't need to create huge spaces or to create, for a better word, issues for add-on and costs because of us. So we have, through our years of experience, formulated a plan of menus that our brides and grooms could have, should have, and that would work for them. So we don't need a huge amount of space for this. So I would say to you that either it's a small add-on in a marquee, not a big one, so just with some power and some running water.
I know you could say how long is a piece of string, but how long do you guys need for prep and setup?
Most of the prep and setup are done off-site, because if we are in a marquee, the most important thing is to have that marquee finished, dusted, shaped the day before. And as long as there is no moisture issues that come with the marquee, we would then go in the next day, have it set up, have it freshened up and ready. So from a prep point of view, the right catering company would prep most off-site, but never fully cooking anything until we get to site, because we want it to be as fresh, as organic, as vibrant as it can be, just like it was coming out of a five-star/Michelin-star restaurant. And so we get to have the opportunity to be prepared, most important thing. Have enough food, second most important thing. Because the reality is that you're going to have people that have had a meal, and like they would at home or like they would in a hotel, may I have some more? So the reality is we have it. We have it ready, because we're not going to run out and we're not going to let anybody down.
Again, I know this is how long is a piece of string, but how long should you allocate for dinner?
That's a question that comes up from time to time. What I see with brides and grooms, or grooms and grooms, or brides and brides, is everyone has an opinion, and they have an opinion based on any experience they've had in the past. The important thing is to extract the worry of what they are saying. So a lot of people say is, we have the band starting at 9:30. We have this starting at this. So how long should you give for dinner? The most important thing, and the day is over in an instant. And if I could teach anyone anything by this fabulous podcast, I will say to you, it's important to get married. It's important to look up at the end of your wedding day and be thankful for the fact it happened, and that you have a partner to take the rest of your journey in life with. I would say clearly that you asked me a specific question on how long, you know, should you allocate for it. But people rush the marriage, they rush the drinks reception, the photographs. They nearly miss half of the really special day by the fact that they're taking their photographs, you know, and missing all the fun. So I would say, once you know what time you're getting married, everything should work, not like clockwork, but it should work to a point where you're getting married at a certain time, and then you have some drinks receptions, photographs, we call for dinner, everyone is smiling, everyone is happy, and then when we sit, we may give potentially a couple of hours, maybe 2 hours to 3 hours. That's what it needs.
Remind us of your website once again, please.
www.therightcateringcompany.com, Ireland's award-winning catering company.
If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe and have a brand new episode in your inbox every week. For more information about us, go to daraod.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. If you know someone getting married or who would be interested in this, please share this and also tell a friend. Finally, please rate and review our podcast. That's all for now. Join us next time for the 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'Dea.